every time disaster will strike our nation, nagkakaroon talaga tayo ng mga magagandang kwento. Kaya nung pandemic, dumating sa bansa natin, we have a lot of stories during that time. Okay? Wonderful stories that could inspire us. Typhoon Yolanda, maraming ding kwentong lumabas. And my favorite story was told to me during Typhoon Frank. Okay? Remember Typhoon Frank? Yung mga bata, hindi na nila maalala. But Typhoon Frank, alam natin kung anong nangyari. Yun talaga, baha. Super. Okay? So, the story nung Typhoon Frank, nung tumataas na yung tubig somewhere in Bulwang, Numansha, when the river was overflowing already and umakyat na yung tubig, there was a group of people who went up sa bubong nila, binutasan na nila, tinanggal na nila yung, umakyat sila sa kisame, binutasan na nila yung bubong, tinanggal nila yung sim. Pagdating dun sa taas, tumalunsong sila sa kabilang bahay. Okay? Sa bubong ng kabilang bahay. And they met other people there. And there was a woman, may babae dun. So sabi nila, lipat tayo kasi lalampas. The flood water will still go up at lalampas dun sa bubong. And so they had to transfer. From house to house, they jumped from roof to roof. Talon sila ng talon dun sa kabilang bubong, then takbo na naman, then sa kabilang bubong. They jump. But the water was still rising up. And so they need to go to higher places na hindi maabot ng tubig yung bubong. And so takbo sila ng takbo, then transfer from one roof to another until finally, yung babae nilang kasama, hindi naman nila kakilala. Sabi ng babae, ayaw ko na. Ayaw ko na. Pagod na ako. And the man was encouraging her, sige, sige pa, konti na lang. Hindi utang. Gaoy utang gid. Hindi utay mo ka-proceed. He cannot go on anymore. She was so tired already. Then one of her companions, one of the men, said to her, buhi anay rubaboy ngaron nga ginabit-bit mo. Bitawan mo muna yung baboy na yan na bit-bit mo. So napansin ng babae, meron pala siya baboy na dala. Sabi ng kasama niya, kaninong baboy yan? Sabi niya, hindi ko nga alam eh. Hindi niya alam, hindi sa kanya yung baboy, hindi niya alam kung saan niya nakuha. Maybe along the way, habang tumatakbo siya, may bit-bit siyang baboy. Siguro, kinuha niya lang. And so the man said, drop the pig. And let's continue on. Okay? I share this with you because in our life, kung hindi tayo nagsusuri sa buhay natin, we don't evaluate our life. Pagod na tayo sa buhay natin, hindi dahil sa mga hinaharap nating problema, hindi dahil sa, you know, the ordinary rigors of life. We get tired because we have so many things that we carry with us. Ang daming bagay na pasan-pasan natin. Or some people call it, ang dami mong bagahe. Yoko? Ang dami nating bagahe. We carry so much in our life that we get tired not because of the life itself that we are having and the things that we are facing in life, but because of the baggages that we carry. You know? Pasan mo yung problema mo, pasan mo yung problema ng iba, pasan mo yung problema ng mga anak mo, pasan mo pa rin yung problema ng kapitbahay nyo. And you carry that with you, and at the end of the day, you get so tired. You get so tired. Ano bang mga bagahe na bit-bit-bit-bit natin? What are the things that really weigh us down? There's so many things. Number one, I would say, relationships. Sino ba sa inyo may mga problema sa relasyon? Walang nagtataas ng kamay. Okay. We have broken relationships, you know. And sometimes that's weight, yung naghiwalay yung mag-asawa. And, you know, one of them cannot move on, and you carry the weight of rejection, you carry the weight of so many things, anger, galit mo, disappointment mo sa asawa mo. Broken relationships, parents and children. Merong mga tatay na mahal nila yung anak nila, hindi lang sila magkasundo. You know, uwi ka sa bahay mo and you love your daughter, you love your son so much, but every time you approach your child, mag-aaway kayo. You know? There are homes, there are families that nagmamahalan talaga, mahal na mahal ng parents nila yung mga anak, but yung mga anak naman, ang dating ng pagmamahal ng magulang nila, iba. They constantly reject any approach of their parents to love them. So those are things. And if we are not careful, those things, we carry them on our shoulders. And life becomes unbearable. Napakabigat ng buhay dahil pasan-pasan mo yan. Broken relationships. Yung relasyon ng isang empleyado sa boss niya. You know? Merong mga nagtatrabaho na ang bait-bait ng boss niyo sa iba, pero pagdating sa iyo, nako, sungit. So it's not a good working relationship anymore. Ano pa? What are the baggages we carry? Yeah, broken relationships. Second, sickness. Health. Pag may sakit ka, ay talaga, mabigat ang buhay. You know? Kung hindi mo naman sakit, sakit ng nanay o tatay mo. Bishop, ako nag-aalaga sa nanay ko. Okay? Sabi ko, anong sakit ng nanay mo? Diabetes. Aw, madali lang yan. Huwag ka na rin uminom ng soft drink sa bahay niyo. Para yung nanay mo walang makitang soft drink. Sabi niya, okay lang sa akin. Walang problema yung pagkakain. Ano problema sa nanay mo? Matigas ang ulo. Sabi ko, kasama yan sa diabetes. Pag may diabetes ka, tumitigas din yung ulo mo. Diba? So, sickness can be one of those baggages that you carry. Sakit ng magulang mo, sakit ng anak mo, you know, sa Facebook. Palagi mo makikita yan. Mga parents, so desperate, they ask people na hindi nila kilala, humihingi na lang ng tulong para mapagamot yung anak nila. Sa sobrang desperate, wala nang mapuntahan talaga. Wala nang mahiraman ng pera. Okay? And so, maraming bagahe yan. When someone is sick in the family, sometimes you need to borrow money. Ngayon, ang problema, pag hiniram mo yung pera, sisingilin ka talaga. Eh, may mga tao na humihiram ng pera, ayaw sinisingil. Okay? Hindi naman po pwede yun, hihiram ka ng pera at hindi ka sisingilin. Pag umabot na ng 2 taon yan, magsisingil na talaga yung inutangan mo kasi gagamitin niya rin yung pera niya. And there you begin to fight, you begin to get angry. May sakit ro akong unga, haman nga ginasingil mo ako. Hay, ro inyong usapan, hay 1 month ng rin mong utang nga ron, hay daywang dag-un mo, kapagabayad. Hagro imong rason, hay may sakit imong unga, hay nagabugat nga nagabugat. Dati yung inutangan mo, pag nagkikita kayo sa labas, you know, hi, greetings. Ngayon, kahit na makaharap kayo, hindi ka nakikita, di ba? Oh, hindi ka na nakikita ng nag-utang sa'yo. Invisible ka na. And that is another weight that you carry, di ba? Sickness, debts, utang, broken relationship. Another thing, kasalanan. Mabigat ang kasalanan. Ito yung sinasabi sa second reading natin. Yung gusto mong gawin, sa isip mo, mabuti, gusto mong gawin, pero pagdating sa actual, hindi mo ginagawa. There are so many things that you know you need to do, but you don't do them. Pero yung ayaw mong gawin, ang alam mong hindi dapat gawin, yun ang ginagawa natin. Then what happens to that? You live in sin. And sin can easily weigh you down. Pabigat talaga yan pag may kasalanan ka. Amen? Yung taong guilty, mabigat ang buhay. So you carry these things as you walk through life, as you follow Jesus in life, sumusunod ka kay Lord, at sinasabi mo, ang bigat, sumunod sa Diyos. Hindi dahil sa Diyos yan. Dahil yan sa mga bagahe na pinapasan mo. Okay? Carry the broken relationships, sickness, debts, sin. Pumili kayo sanang sa inyo dyan, sa apat. Or maybe all of the above. No? Bishop, all of the above, meron ako niyan. So ang dami mong bagahe. And the good news today in our gospel is that Jesus knows the weight that we carry. Alam niya kung gaano kabigat ang pinapasan natin. And so today, what does Jesus do? He invites us, come to me. Amen? He invites us. May solusyon yan. Yung bigat ng buhay natin, you know, there's solution. And Jesus invites us today in the gospel, He invites us to come to Him for two things. Sabi niya, come to me, take my yoke, for my yoke is easy, and learn from me. So the invitation of Jesus is for us to come to Him and learn. First of all, to learn from Him. Matuto tayo sa Kanya. The second thing, sabi niya, come to me, all of you who are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. So the two invitations of Jesus to come to Him, one, so that we can learn from Him. The second invitation is we can rest in Him. Amen? Yan naman ang solusyon ng buhay. The burdens of life are going to be there. The burdens of responsibility of taking care of your family will always rest on you. Kung magulang ka, nandun talaga yung bigat ng responsibilidad na alagaan mo yung mga anak mo. Yung mga anak din, nandun din yung bigat ng responsibilidad na sumunod-nod ka sa mga sa magulang mo. All of us, bilang obispo, I have a burden that I carry. I have to take care of the church. Amen? Kasama yan sa buhay. Kung di ako obispo, I will just take care of my family. I'll just take care of my friends. I'll just take care of some people. But when you become a bishop, you take care of the church. Amen? You take care of people. That's part of my burden. Now, so many people, if you notice, they quit in life. Maririnig na lang natin minsan, may nag-suicide na. Ano ba nangyari? May sakit eh. Hindi niya na nakaya yung bigat ng sakit niya, yung gastos, yung panglalait ng pamilya niya dahil sa sakit niya, naubos ang pera nila, linalait siya. And finally, he ends his life. Anong sinasabi? Pagod na ako. I'm tired. And they just quit. And many people in our time, in our generation today, they just quit in life. Some people try to divert themselves para hindi maramdaman yung pagod. Kaya sabi nun, the love of the world is deceptive, but the love of Jesus, of the Lord, is divine. Ano yung tinuturo ng mundo? O sige, mabigat ang problema mo. Nag-away kayo ng asawa mo, maghihiwalay kayo ng mga asawa mo. Uminog ka. Just drink. And some people, nilulubdob nilang sarili nila sa alak. Kasi pag nakainom ka na, parang happy ka. You know, you forget your problem. Nakalimutan mo yung problema mo. Hiwalay na pala kayo ng asawa mo. So inom ka ng inom. Tapos sasabihin mo, pare, mamaya uwi na ako ha. Nagaantay si misis sa bahay. Wala palang misis na nagaantay. Sa isip mo lang yan. Ayan, ma'am, yung ibang tao, gusto nilang uminom. But then, pag natapos na yung kalasingan mo, nandyan pa rin yung problema. Hindi naman umaalis yung problema, nadagdagan pa dahil may hangover ka na. Diba? Some people go into drugs, they go into alcohol, Some people enter illicit affairs and relationships. Nakikipagrelasyon na lang sa iba. Naghahanap ng panandili ang lunas sa problema. They seek other people. And they end up worse. But the Lord today is telling us, no, you come to me. Don't go into the world. Don't go into drugs. Don't go into alcohol. Don't seek other people. When you are already tired and heavily laden, dami ng bigat na ng bagahe mo. Sabi niya, you come to me. Sa akin kayo lumapit. Yan ang sinasabi ni Jesus. Bakit ayaw niyong lumapit? Because sabi niya, you come to me, you take my yoke, and learn from me. So He teaches us. Because there are things, pag may problema tayo, may pinagdadaanan tayo, there are things that we can learn in the midst of that. Amen? Amen? When you lose someone you love, napakasakit, di ba? Have you experienced that? Yung isang tao na mahal mo sa buhay mo, nawala sa'yo? Someone died in your family that you love so much? It's so painful inside. It's unbearable. Hindi mo matiis sa sobrang sakit, sa sobrang bigat ng weight. Hindi ka na makakilos, hindi ka na makatrabaho. You cannot even go and visit your friends because of the sadness that you have inside you. Well, why does God allow grief to happen to us? Because sometimes the greatest lessons in life are learned through grief. Merong mga leksyon sa buhay natin. The best lessons sometimes are learned when you go through that season of sadness. Doon ka matututo. Amen? So the Lord does not take away that. Hindi niya tinatanggal sa'yo yan. Walang sinabi sa Lord na, come to me and I will take away your problem. He did not say, I'm going to take away your burden. I'm going to take away your sadness. No, He did not say that. Sabi niya, you come to me and you will learn from me. I will teach you. The man that I am today, tinitingnan kong sarili ko and the things that has changed in my life are brought about by the sadness that I had to endure for many years in my life. Today, I am thanking God, salamat o Diyos, na pinagdaanan ko yung napagdaanan ko. Kung hindi, hindi ako matututo sa buhay. I will never learn. Amen? Amen? And so God does not take away the burdens. But He said, you come to me and you will learn from me. There are lessons to be learned in the midst of the problems we are facing. You come to Jesus. You come to Him in sadness. You come to Him in the most problematic time in your life. You come to Jesus. Don't go to the world. The love of the world is deceptive. Akala mo tinutulungan ka ng mundo, yung pala sisirain ka lang ng mundo. Mapit ka kay Lord. And the first thing He would do, sabi niya, you take my yoke. What is a yoke? A yoke is a wooden instrument. Linalagay yan sa hayop. Sa atin sa Pilipinas, sa kalabaw, makikita mo yan. Linalagay yan sa kalabaw. It's a wooden instrument that is placed on the neck of a carabao so that you will be harnessed to the plow. Para makabit ka doon sa araro, sa plow, you know. But in other countries, hindi natin ginagawa sa Pilipinas, no? But in other countries, sa ibang country, lalo na sa lugar nila Jesus when He was telling this, there are two animals that will plow. Yung maghihila ng araro, dalawang hayop yan palagi. And they would put that yoke, yung instrument na yan, so that the two animals can be connected together in a harness. usually, when they harness two animals together, yung isa dyan malakas. Yung isa dyan mas matanda, mas matalino. Tapos yung bata na hayop, ikakabit doon. The inexperienced oxen. Inexperienced, maliit, hindi pa malakas. Ikakabit siya doon sa isang oxen na mas matalino, mas experienced, at mas malakas dahil malaki. They are put together. And that yoke bind them together. Hindi sila pwede maghiwalay dahil naka-yoke sila. And when they're pulling the plow, when they're pulling, nag-aararo sila, the ability and the strength is shared. Kaya yung mas malakas na oxen, nakakatulong siya sa maliit. Yan ang sinasabi ni Jesus sa atin. You take my yoke. I'm not going to take away your burden, but I want you to be yoked with me. Sasama tayo, magkasama tayo. Papasanin natin kung ano yan ang pinapasan mo. We will go through what you may be going through in life. You will not go through it alone because now you are yoked with me. At pagkasama mo si Jesus, at all the problems and crises you're facing in life, knowing that Christ is with you, committed to you, yoked with you, He will never leave you in the midst of your problem. He will never forsake you in the midst of what you're going through. It may be sin, it may be sickness, it may be broken relationship. God knows what you're facing in life. Jesus will always be with you when you come to Him. Di kanya iiwanan. Hindi niya tatanggalin. Pero sabi niya, sasamahan kita. At tayong dalawa haharap sa buhay. The stronger person, the wisest person now is with you. Amen? Then, the yoke, when you take it with Jesus, then He will teach you about life. Amen? Tuturuan kanya. Why would Jesus teach you? So that you will see your life in the way God sees your life. Many times, ang sinasabi natin, pabigat sa buhay, hindi naman yan ang problema. Except that our perspective in life, it burdens us. Alam nyo ba, you know, the Stoics, yung mga Stoics, sabi nila, ang nagpapabigat ng buhay, hindi naman yung problema mo. Pero yung dating ng problema sa'yo. Anong tingin mo sa problema mo? Okay, meron isang lalaki, nag-asawa siya, sabi niya, ang hirap ng buhay. Bakit? Nag-asawa ako eh. Eh ngayon, ano nga yung pag may asawa ka? Dalawa na kami, kakain. So yun ang tingin niya. Kaya nabibigatan siya. Eh nagkaanak pa kami. Ay nako, tatlong bunga nga na yung papakainin ko. Mabigat na ang buhay. That's his perspective. Now someone came to him and said, no. You go home at night with your wife, hindi ka na magsasaing, hindi ka na magluluto pag uwi mo. Handa na yung pagkain. Lulutuan ka ng asawa mo. Ang sarap ng buhay mo. Uuwi ka na lang, kakain ka na. Because your wife prepared that. Tapos meron kang maliit na baby. Ay nako, pag uwi mo sa bahay, nandun na yung bata, naligo na, sasayaw-sayaw na sa harap mo. Papa, I'm here. Tanggal pagod, di ba? If you can see life that way, ang buhay na may asawa at may anak, hindi mabigat po. Gumagaan ang buhay mo. It's not the problem that weigh you down. It's your perception of the problem, how you see the problem. Jesus Christ is saying, you come to me and I will teach you. I will change your perception so that these things that weigh you down, etong mga bagay na nagpapabigat sa'yo, pag nakita mo yung katotohanan ng value nila, they're not weights to weigh you down. They are stepping stones to bring you up in life. Amen. Learn from me, sabi ni Jesus. Second invitation, he said, come to me if you are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Okay? Tingnan mo sinabi niya. I will give you rest and I will take away the burdens of your life. Did he say that? Huh? Nabibigitan ka na sa mga anak mo? Sige, tatanggalin ko yung mga anak mo. Sinabi ba ni Lord? Nabibigitan ka na sa asawa mo? Tatanggalin ko ng asawa mo. Kaya meron isang lalaki, nagdasal siya, sabi niya sa Diyos, Lord, you gave me my childhood, but you took it away. Kinuha mo na kaagad sa akin. You gave me my childhood, but you took it away from me. Sabi niya, you gave me the strength of youth when I was a young person. You gave me the strength of youth, but now I'm old, you took it away. So sabi niya rin sa Diyos, you give me my wife. I'm just reminding you, Lord. Okay. Some people, nabibigatan sila sa asawa nila. Nabibigatan sila sa pamilya nila. Anong gusto mong gawin ng Diyos? Tanggalin ko yung pamilya mo. God will not do that to you. He does not take away your burdens from you. But He does something much more. Sabi niya, come to me and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. What is Jesus trying to say? Let's exchange together. I'm not going to take away your burden. You share it with me, okay? So that I can give you my burden. My burden is light. My yoke is easy. Now, tatanungin kayo, to be honest, do you really believe that the burden of Jesus is light? Huh? Yung pinapasan ni Jesus, magaan ba? Sabi ng iba, sabi naman ng iba, yung iba naman. Okay. Sabi niya, you come to me, I'm not going to take away your burden, I'm not going to let it down. But let's have an exchange. Share your burden with me, and I will give you mine. For my burden is light. My yoke is easy. Is that true? Jesus carried the burden of the sin of the world. He carries the problem of the world. Mas mabigat yata yan. So sino sa inyo naniniwala na totoo ang sinasabi ni Jesus na hindi mabigat yung burden niya? At yung yoke niya is easy. How many of you really believe that His burden is light? Huh? Okay. Pasan mo yung problema ng mundo. Diba? Mas mabigat yan sa problema mo. Okay. It's not, Jesus is teaching us today, it's not about the burden that you carry. It is about how you carry it. Paano mo pinapasan? Now, why would Jesus say na yung bigat ng mundo is only light for Him? Why? Because of the way He carries it. He carries it with love. Punong-puno ng pag-ibig ang puso niya. Kagaya yan ng nanay, nagigising ng alas 4, magluluto para sa anak niya. Pagkatapos magbibihis siya habang kumakain yung anak niya, ihahatid pa niya sa school araw-araw. From Monday to Friday. Pag tinitingnan mo yung nanay, sasabihin mo, ang bigat ng buhay mo. Sasabihin ng nanay, anong bigat? Walang bigat. Why? Mahal na mahal niya yung anak niya. If you love someone and you carry the burden of loving that someone, it will not be a burden at all because of your love. Yan ang sinasabi ni Jesus sa atin. Yeah, anong problema ang pasan mo? I have this weight. I have to take care of my family. I have to take care of the church. I have to take care of so many people. Ang dami kong hinaharap. Meron pa akong hinaharap na sakit. You know, ilang taon na ako nagpapadoktor, hindi gumagaling. And, oh, my life is heavy. I want to quit. No! You come to Jesus. You come to Him and surrender your burden and say, Lord, I want your burden. Let's share it together. And sabi ni Lord, yeah, you learn from me. I will teach you. I will teach you how you will carry those burdens. Alam niya pa paano pasanin yan. And there is a way of carrying the load in our life na hindi tayo mabibigatan. Number one is we have to love. Tingnan mo, pag may tao na nagkasala sa iyo at hindi mo papatawarin, ang bigat ng buhay. You keep on holding on to unforgiveness. Hindi ka magpatawad. Bumibigat na bumibigat ang buhay. Ang buhay bang nagpapabigat? Hindi. It's the way you carry life. Meron namang tao, ang daming problema niya, ang dami niyang hinaharap sa buhay niya, ang dami niyang gastos, pero yung heart niya, lubos-lubos na nagmamahal. Kung meron man nagkamali sa kanya, pinapatawad niya. Ano nangyayari? Parang ang gaan ng pinapasan. Pag umiibig at nagmamahal tayo, that's the way. That is what Jesus is trying to say. You come to me and I will teach you. You will learn from me. You take my yoke. Share. Let's share our burden together. Now, pag nalaman mo yan, kahit anong bigat ng problema mo, now you know, hindi lang ikaw ang pumapasan yan. May kasama kang Diyos at kasama mo sa pagpapasan ng problema mo. You come to Him. And knowing that there is someone strong and wise and someone who is so good who carries the burden of life with me, it makes you stronger. Amen? Amen? And the second thing, sabi niya, I'll give you rest. How can we rest? When you love, every day is not a burden to you. Pag nagmamahal ka ng lubos. Amen? When the work of the church becomes heavy for me, may panahon talaga na yung bigat ng simbahan, buhay ng mga tao, pasan-pasan mo. When it becomes so heavy for me, I go somewhere alone. And I ask Jesus, let's exchange the burden. I want to carry your burden. But now I'll carry it with love. Amen. The first thing I do when life is so heavy for me, I just think of how much God loves me. I think of how much He loves me. And the more I am conscious and aware that God loves me so much, what happens? I begin to love people also. And when I find it in my heart to love people, especially in the church, to love the people in the church, you know what? My burden gets light. It's not heavy anymore. Yun lang yung kulang. Yeah, I need to pray for people. I need to visit people. I need to counsel people. I need to pray over family. May mga pamilya na they're going through sadness. I want to be one with them in their sadness. So I pray with them. I feel their sadness in life. Sometimes it takes a heavy toll on me. It weighed me down because I don't love as much as Jesus would love me. So learn to love. Learn to carry the burden properly. So you come to Christ, you rest in His love, that you may find the heaviness of life light. Magaan lang pag natuto kang magmahal. So church, challenge of Jesus for us. Sa lahat tayong nabibigitan ng buhay, sa lahat tayong may pinapasa ng mga bagahe sa buhay natin, and all these things, sabi niya, you come to me. Pray every day. Magdasal po tayo araw-araw. I invite you to talk to Jesus every day. How do you come to Jesus? You come to Jesus in prayer always. Come to Him, pray every day. What is 3 minutes or 5 minutes every day? Just to open up to Him. Tell Him the weight on your shoulders. Share with Him the weight of your shoulder that He may share His strength with you as well as you carry the weight together. Ito, challenge ko rin. Magsimba tuwing Linggo. Alam ko nagpapahinga kayo sa bahay. You know, pag napagod yung katawan mo, matulog ka lang, aayos na yan. Tulog lang at pahinga ang kailangan ng katawan. When your mind is so stressed, you go to Boracay or you go somewhere at i-relax mo lang yung mind mo. But when your spirit is tired, hindi yan makukuha sa tulog. Ang kaluluwa natin hindi magpapahinga sa tulog. Kahit tulog ka, gising yan. At pumapasa ng bigat yan. If you want to rest your soul, don't just sleep. Don't just go have a vacation. Vacation is for the mind to relax. Sleep is for the body to rest. But for the soul to rest, it should come to God. Minsan ang problema natin, hindi dahil sa katawan natin, hindi dahil sa isip natin, yung kaluluwa natin pagod na. Amen? Pray every day. Come to church on Sunday. Yung misa natin, 2 hours lang yan. O mas konti pa kung si Father Nonoy ang magmisa. Pag ako nagmisa, lampas 2 oras. Yeah. Lampas 2 oras. Sige. But your soul gets to rest. Okay? So why quit in life when you can rest? People who quit have not known the practice of resting. That's why they quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit in life when you can just rest. Rest your body. Go to sleep. Matulog ka ng mahimbing. Find time to sleep. Rest your mind. Mag-relax ka. Mag-bakasyon ka. Go somewhere. Place. Relax. But do not forget to rest your soul. Sabi nga ni Saint Augustine, my soul is restless until it finds its rest in God. The only way you can rest your soul is to come to Jesus. Every day you come to Him in prayer. Every Sunday, do not miss the Sunday, the Lord's Day, because this is the time that we come to Him to rest our souls. Amen? Don't quit. Don't quit. Just rest. Thank you.